Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Heal, and then to go back and try to restart my program or resurrect my NFL program all over again. So I had two other tryouts, but it didn't pan out. So I had the opportunity to take off a year, and then I started getting into fitness. Started into fitness around about 98, 99. I was Under Armour's first black model. Had a billboard in Baltimore, Maryland, at the Fort Greene Henry Tunnel from 2001 to 2003. Featured in the ESPN magazine, Muscle Media, Flex magazine, and the Sports Illustrated. I was on the, my face was on the clothing line. My clothing line was the heat gear and the cold gear. From there, I had the opportunity to work with Eric Williams in HBI, Health, Body, and Image Fitness, where we had boot camps were exercise programs for females. It was called, another subsidiary of that was called FIT, Females in Training. So we had attacked that area down there in the metropolitan area, and we had seven different sites that averaged 120 women. From there, it just goes on and on. I was just so grateful to really one of the greatest accolades I ever had achieved thus far in my journey, in my resurrection, I should say. I was a stunt double in the movie, The Replacements. I was a stunt double for Michael Jace, who was, I was number 42. If you look at that movie, you'll see number 42, and that's me doing everything, playing football and doing the skills and talents that I've been blessed with. And I still pray for Michael. He's the brother that had killed his wife in front of their two sons. And he's spending a life sentence in San Quentin right now. So I had that opportunity to work with Gene Hackman, Keanu Reeves, Michael Jace, Faison Love, Troy Winbush, Faison Love, Faison Love, and the late Michael Bear Talaferro, who was a star in Life with Eddie Murphy. So these are just some of the things that I've had the opportunity to be a part of, being at the right place at the right time. It's all about position and place with the Lord, with me. And now I've journeyed here to Simpsonville, South Carolina, where I rose again against another, a light affliction, I should say, that had came up in my life through the, you know, being out there in that lifestyle of the world. I won't get into the particulars, you know, but nevertheless, we all have our past, and I've closed the door on that, and I've risen to another level, and I'm really looking forward to moving forward in my life and going forward and working with the boot camp at Strap 'Em Up Boot Camp and going further with Dr. Speaks.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate everything that you have said, honestly. Again, listen, you're listening to John S. Slane III. I love the fact that he's the third. That's that name itself speaks volume. To name their child, and who knows if there's a fourth or anything out there. But we're talking about being a warrior, being inspired by others to create a life change now by leaving an intentional, impactful imprint for infinity. It's a resurrection. You heard him mention resurrection, rising above those things that have that you thought were meant to keep you down. They weren't. You know, you can rise above, I mentioned before, divorce, bad relationship, domestic violence, and the list goes on and on and on. Anything that has caught you in life and just made you stand still for a second, you can rise above all of those things. And that's what we're here today to tell you. We're not here to judge you on, like he said, some other things in the past. We don't judge anyone about anything that happened in their past. And just as I was speaking earlier, I said, one of my mentors, Les Browns is his name, said, when you're on your back and you can look up, get up. You know, get up. I was trying to think of his name, and then I got a I'm like, oh, Les Brown. He must be listening in. And I know he's not, but it's just that, you know, when you have positive, motivating, inspirational mentors, leaders, individuals that want to see the best for you, you continue to thrive with them. You keep, you know, you put them in your inner circle and stay away from the negative Nancy's and No Hope Bob's and even some of the Forget It Betty's, you know. You stay away from them and move on, you know. Like we said, soar, seize opportunities and rise. I love the fact that you mentioned Aunt Maya Angelou again, because she's a protege, was a protege of mine, and she would be with me. And she's that one that left intentional, impactful imprints for infinity. She's the one that did that. Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King was killed on my birthday, but prior to his death, people are still today quoting his quotes.
Yes.
Quoting his what do you call them? His speeches. There you can't go any place, especially the beginning of the year, and not hear a person says, "I have a dream that one day," you know. So that's why we're here. We could do the same thing. John S. Lane III. That's a powerful name, you know. So you can take that name and continue to resurrect. Continue to resurrect others, you know. Like we said before, the word says that we will die daily, honestly. And it's up to you to rise up. We go to sleep every night, and if you don't go to sleep, that means you need to stay in his word. You need to be, you need to find someone that's motivational, that's inspiring, that's encouraging, that would allow you to resurrect. That's what we're doing. That person that's leaving that imprint. John is getting ready to start a new programs here in the areas that he just moved to. And he's going to leave an imprint. People are going to be like, who is that John Lewis? I can't find him in any of the South Carolina archives. That's because he's not from here, you know. Amen. But he will leave an imprint, so you will know that he left one here in this area. We're talking about overcoming battles by being strong and courageous. Like I said before, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. That's what strength is all about. John, you have already answered some of the major questions that I had for you in your introduction. You did a lot. You know, I mean, your background, oh my goodness, that from acting and working with others, particularly females. What man knows how to curve a female body? John says, I can chisel you up the way you want to be, you know.
That's right. I like that. Yes, indeed. guaranteed results.
Guaranteed results. So that's what we're talking about. We're going into a new season. So if you've been you know, this is the holiday seasons that we have been enjoying lately. And I'm here to help John put his message out there for those. You heard him say females in training. We're going to do females in training too, or something else. I love that I never looked at fit in that way before. But John, we're getting ready to do something with some things. And honestly, before it's too late, we need to start working together on some things. And you also have been speaking since you've moved here as well. Can you tell us about that speaking event?
Yes. I had spoke at the men's ministry in Greenwood, South Carolina, at Northside Baptist Church. I ran into, was introduced to a gentleman by the name of Dennis Alifi, who is the head men's ministry leader there at Northside Baptist Church. And he had heard my testimony through Faith Home. And he had came to me, and upon hearing the testimony, he had asked me if I would be interested in coming to speak to his church or his men's organization ministry, as well as the youth. And I was delighted, because as I had gotten there, I had prayed to the Lord, you know, asking the Lord, if this is where you will have me to be, send me a sign, bring somebody to me to let me know that I am in the right place. Again, it's all about position and place. So I was resurrected right there at Faith Home, and then moved on in to where I rose to the occasion to bring forth a message of my testimony, not my story, because without a test, there's no testimony. So I brought forth my story to the men's ministry, and it was phenomenal.
I love it. I love it. And this will not be the end of that either. And I'm so glad that we were introduced, and I'll never forget the first impression. That's like the best impression.
Yes.
of our meeting. And then it's like, it's just right. I love how God places people in our lives that are a good fit for what you're doing. And mm-hmm. and honestly, this is a great marriage right now because of mm-hmm. the lives that we want to empower and inspire and encourage. You know, that military background that you have, this is the time when most people think they should sink and not soar. And mm-hmm. you're like, no, let's get up and do devotions in the morning. I love
absolutely.
The fact that you said that. What's your morning routine like?
Yes, my morning routine, by the grace of God, as I rise and being awakened by the Lord, because it definitely is not an alarm clock. I don't think I've used an alarm clock in over 20 something years. So I'm grateful. My routine is around between 6 and 7. I get up and I do my daily devotions. I come out on the patio here where I am in Simpsonville. And I first raise my hands to the Lord. And I have a saying that says, good morning, Lord. Good morning, Mom. Good morning, having the host of angels up above and here below. I take my hands and go, circle maker. Bless me from heavens up above and be here below. And then I continue in my journey throughout the day, or in the devotion, I will open up what Jesus is calling, and I'll read that devotional piece, see how I can apply it to my life today and what the message is saying. And then I'll read the scriptures, the footnotes, as the scriptures come forth to me.
Amen. I love that. Now, can you say that mantra that you do again? This time, can you say it as if you genuinely mean it and not
yes.
rush through it? We want to
right.
hear that.
So you want to hear that. So I come out, I come on the patio, I walk to the end of the patio, I raise my hands and I look up to the Heavenly Fathers up above. I say, good morning, Lord. Good morning, Mom. Good morning, heavenly host of angels up above and here below. Circle maker, keep me covered and protected wherever I go. Whatever I touch, may your blessings flow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. How powerful is that? How powerful is that? That's amazing, and I love it. Don't be surprised if you hear it again. What about some of your clients? How do you find time to fit them into your schedule of, you know?
Well, for me, it's all about fitting into their schedule. At the conventional gyms, you know, you learn to fit their the clients, then get into the gym schedule. But I try to make myself available. I'm a morning person. I love the mornings. The body adapts the best in the morning, because throughout the day, you know, when you're doing, you're in the workforce world, you know, you get tired throughout that day, you know, when the evening comes and you don't feel, here's your word, motivated to really go to that gym. You know, it's just like, you know, okay, I got to pick up the kids. I got to do this and I got to do that. And before you know it, you done put it off. So I try to fit into the client schedule if they're an early morning person or whatever time may be fitted for them. So that's pretty much in a nutshell, is to adapt to their schedule, as we have to do in the military, adapt and overcome, you know, and it's really, it has worked out for me, you know, to be able to be free and have the time to more or less being an independent contractor, to be able to work with their schedule, basically.
What motivated you to do this?
I tell you, Ms. Speaks, Dr. Speaks, it's been like this for me for a long time. You know, I just love love helping another person, you know, to assist them in seeking their goal. You know, having an English degree, a major of English, a minor of elementary education, going into the teaching field, working with children, and knowing that when I was a bad kid, you know, I was one of those troubled kids, you know, that always started trouble. And then as I grew and matured, I've learned to give back through all the trials and tribulations and the struggles I've been through, overcoming the obstacles. It's all about service, as I've come to learn, you know, through the studying of the scripture and the reading of the word. That's what Jesus came to do, is to serve others, and not he didn't come to be a servant, but to serve. So that's what I want to be. I want to be a servant unto the Most High. And however I can give and be a part of that, to give back to those that are less fortunate, that don't have, that come out of poverty stricken, that come out of abuse, that come out of substance abuse, whatever their situation is, to know that they can rise above that. They can be motivated, you know, and I am a motivator. You know, I love Les Brown. I mean, you and I have so much in common, really. I started off with Les Brown because I wanted to become that motivational speaker like Les Brown. So, you know, it's just, this is definitely a connection. I have another mantra or slogan that says, either you stay connected or you continue to be corrected. So I don't want, you know, the chastening or the discipline, you know, that he gives to those he loves. That's me in a nutshell. But, you know, that it's motivating to be able to see what you can do for another. The impact that you talk about, you know, leaving that imprint, you know, that's phenomenal that you say that. You know, you want to, my God, hallelujah. It's like having that stamp of approval, you know. And once you get that stamp of approval on somebody, or you place that into them, is to let them know, and they say it within themselves, I can do it. I can do it. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Come on with it, my brother. This has been exciting. And you know, the reason I wanted to, this was like an impromptu.
Yes, it was.
You know, it's like, come on, no makeup with Betty Speaks. Let's just do something, throw some water in the hair to get some waves, and throw on some earrings and a jumbo necklace and call him on board. And let's just put something together, because we were talking, and it's like, this conversation is not just for us. It's for others. And we both have like that same heart. That helpful heart that wants to inspire others with hope, help other people excel, inspire others with hope, help other people enjoy life, inspire others with hope, help other people every day. These are the type of imprints that we want to leave. This is why we are all about allowing others to soar. Seize opportunities and rise. Seize opportunities and resurrect. You just have to seize that opportunity. I said it before that John Whitaker quoted that opportunities multiply as they are seized, and they die when neglected. So you're gonna be that great mentor, not only to women's, I'm prophesizing now, but I can foresee you being that person that can help the next person make the right decisions as they go about their life, you know, not living in the expectations, but walking in a genuine experience based on the experiences that you have been exposed to. Come on.
Yeah. I hear you now. That's right. That's right.
It's like most people do things because it's expected of them. They accomplish things that are expected of them, and some don't. And it can either be a failure or a success. And I love the book that I read by Wes Moore and the other Wes Moore, because they both grew up in the same town, in the same neighborhood, like in neighbors. They both, people thought they were related, but they just happened to have the same the same names, you know, who would have figured. But one was a professional, let's see, he was incarcerated. I forget the name that they gave him, but that's where he was. He was like that professional prisoner, maybe, because he kept going in and out. And the other one worked for Obama. He was on his a lawyer for the Oval Office. So he was a professional lawyer. And as President Obama transitioned out, his lawyer wanted to go visit his friend. He visited him while in prison, and he said, "What was the difference? How did you end up here? And I became a professional lawyer. We played ball together. We did things together. We were in school together. What made you change direction in life?" And he said it was the expectations. In that neighborhood, that's what they were expected to do. People had already labeled him, so he followed that label as opposed to saying, "No, this is not what I want. I'm sorry you're expecting me to do this, but these are not my expectations." So I see you guiding individuals in different directions based on what they have been exposed to. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It makes a lot of sense. You know, I just had stated something that my niece had told me one time when I was in Newark, New Jersey. I had gotten the opportunity to be director of a reentry program up there. And I was going for the actual interview process of that. And as I was doing that, she was telling me, I don't know what to say, you know, or what should I say, you know, what to expect, basically, you know what I mean? And she told me, she says, "Uncle John," she says, if you don't go into it expecting anything, then you won't be hurt. You know, so I found that to be very profound. And when we expect those things and they don't turn out the way that we initially thought they would, then we get disappointed. And we get disappointed and we lose hope. You know, as we lose hope, then we turn the other cheek or turn the other way and go the other way, because the damage has already been done. Okay. It's like you have given yourself permission, or John gives himself permission to go and do what he used to do, you know, because I expected so much out of that and it didn't turn out that way. I might as well just throw in the towel, as you talked about failure, you know, and failure, as I was told, is nothing but success turned inside out. Yes. So if you tried at a thing, then you haven't failed.
Yes, I love that. I love that. And again, expectations is what we convince. It's our mindset of that expectation, you know. Yes. And it, honestly, we have to. Oh my goodness, we can go on and talk about this. We have so much more where we shall be talking about. We'll be talking about in the future, but I wanted to get you on today because we're talking about rising above rejection. You know, that seems to me what your niece was telling you, and rising above failure, rising above sickness, rising above mental issues, rising above addictions, just rising above those things that were holding you back, not is holding you back, but we're holding you back, you know.
Yes.
We're prophesizing, speaking into the future, because it is time for you to be exposed to a life change now by leaving an intentional, impactful imprint for eternity. Like John said, he just loved that. And I can step on his shirt next. you work with actors, and you've done stunt work, you've done God work. There's nothing that you've not been exposed to. So you are the perfect coach, leader, director, ambassador. You're it. You're that great tool that is needed for today in order to inspire others, in order to encourage others to overcome whatever battles they may be enduring or have been exposed to. And just by being strong and courageous and what do we say, resurrecting from the battles. That's what we're here to tell all of our guests about. And honestly, John is going to have a platform coming out soon. You can stay in touch with me to get that information. And I'm, you know, he has a lot that will be coming out within the next 30 days, I promise you. So you just got a smidget of him today. He's a powerful man. You've already heard two of his mantras, and we're going to be saying those each time he come on. We're going to get him to science. What's your takeaway for us today, my brother? Give me your takeaway.
My takeaway for today, God is faithful. And not only is he faithful, but, you know, as we talk about resurrection and we talk about rising and we talk about falling and we talk about getting up, what comes to my mind and my takeaway, and as well as to add to that, as to piggyback on what Dr. Speaks has spoken about, is says a just man falls seven times, but a righteous man gets up. So, you know, I want to continue to be in right standing. And the only way to be in right standing is to stand upright. I had one of my training officers told me while I was in boot camp, he said, Cadet Lane, he says, you've been platoon leader, you've been leader, you've been, you know, all this and that. He says, you know, and it reminds me of what I was told one time. He says, when you want to be outstanding, you have to stand out. And sometimes that means you have to stand alone, but know that you're not alone in the journey of life. So my takeaway again is a just man falls seven times, but a righteous man gets up.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.